Listen, we know you've likely been a bit bombarded with 2022 municipal election stuff the last couple of weeks. Us as well. And with so much information to remember ahead of October 15, we wanted to help condense the important dates and items you need to know before casting your ballot. In Coquitlam, local residents be voting for one mayor, 8 city councillors and 4 trustees on School District 43's, SD 43, Board of Education. Eligible voters will need to pick from a combined list of 32 people looking to earn one of 13 open positions associated with the local municipality, considered to be one of the fastest growing in all of Metro Vancouver. How can I vote? There are 3 ways to cast your ballot in Coquitlam during the 2022 campaign period. Advance polls various locations on various dates depending on community. See below for more. These polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. General voting day polls will be open on October 15 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at various locations. See below of more. Am I eligible? Coquitlam residents looking to vote in the 2022 municipal election have to meet certain criteria to do so. They must be a Canadian citizen, be 18 years of age or older on election day, October 15. Be a BC resident for at least 6 months immediately before the day you register to vote. Be a Coquitlam resident. What do I need to vote? It's required to bring one or more pieces of identification to a polling station that confirms your identity and place of residence, which will ensure your eligibility. If you're already a registered voter, you'll only need one form of ID. If you're not registered, you're asked to bring 2 pieces of ID, including one that must have a signature. Acceptable documents include the following: BC Care Card, BC Driver's License, BC Identification Card issued by ICBC, BC Services Card, Canadian Citizenship Card, Birth Certificate, Credit or Debit Card, Current Property Tax Notice issued by the Municipality, Social Insurance Card, Secure Certificate of Indian Status, Status Card, Utility Bill, Phone, Hydro, Gas, Telephone, Cable Service, etc. Valid passport, vehicle insurance documents issued by ICBC, Ministry of Social Development and Economic Security request for continued assistance form SDES 8. When and where can I vote? Coquitlam is hosting 6 opportunities to cast an early ballot ahead of the civic election, both from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. advance polling stations, OCT 3 Innovation Center, 1207 Pine Tree Way, October 5 Innovation Center, 1207 Pine Tree Way, October 6 Centennial Pavilion, 620 Poirier Street, October 8 Innovation Center, 1207 Pine Tree Way, Centennial Pavilion, 620 Poirier Street, Victoria Community Hall, 3435 Victoria Drive, October 11 Centennial Pavilion, 620 Poirier Street, October 12 Innovation Center, 1207 Pine Tree Way. On October 15, Coquitlam residents can vote at one of 23 places across the city, including 21 schools, where ballot boxes will be open to the public from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Election Day. Polling stations: Alderson Elementary, 825 Gautier Avenue, Bramblewood Elementary, 2875 Panorama Drive, Cape Horn Elementary, 155 Finnegan Street, Como Lake Middle School, 1121 King Albert Avenue, Eagle Ridge Elementary, 1215 Falcon Drive, Glen Elementary, 3064 Glen Drive, Harborview Elementary, 960 Lillian Street, Hillcrest Middle School, 2161 Regan Avenue, Innovation Center, 1207 Pine Tree Way, Lord Baden-Powell Elementary, 450 Joyce Street, Meadowbrook Elementary, 900 Sharp Street, Miller Park Elementary, 800 Egmont Avenue, Montgomery Middle School, 1900 Edgewood Avenue, Mountain View Elementary, 740 Smith Avenue, Mundy Road Elementary, 2200 Austin Avenue, Nestor Elementary, 1266 Nestor Street, Panorama Heights Elementary, 1455 Johnson Street, Porter Street Elementary, 728 Porter Street, Ranch Park Elementary, 2701 Spurway Avenue, Riverview Park Elementary, 700 Clearwater Way, Smiling Creek Elementary, 3456 Princeton Avenue, Victoria Community Hall, 3435 Victoria Drive, Walton Elementary, 2960 Walton Avenue. For more information, you can visit the City of Coquitlam's website. As well, in addition to yesterday's, September 22, All candidates meeting hosted by the Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce, TCCC, a second forum is set to take place next Thursday, September 29. The Northeast Coquitlam Ratepayers Association, NECRA, will welcome mayoral and council candidates to Victoria Community Hall from 7 to 9 p.m.